Welcome to Briggs Stadium in Detroit, for the game between the St. Louis Browns and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Paul Lehner. Batting second. The right fielder, Dick Kakos. Batting third. The second baseman, Jerry Pretty. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Jack Graham. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Roy Sievers. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Bob Dillinger. Batting seventh. The catcher, Sherm Lawler. Batting eighth. The shortstop, John Sullivan. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bill Kennedy. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Bill Kennedy. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Eddie Lake. Batting second. The first baseman, Don Callaway. Batting third. The left fielder, Pat Mullen. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Vic Wertz. Batting fifth. The third baseman, George Kell. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Hoot Evers. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Neil Berry. Batting eighth. The catcher, Bob Swift. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Art Houdeman. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Art Houdeman. And now, play ball. Paul Lehner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lehner hits a fly ball for an out with unknown description. One out. Dick Kakos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kakos hits a fly ball for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Jerry Pretty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pretty hits a fly ball for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Eddie Lake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lake hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway takes first base on ball four. Pat Mullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mullen hits a fly ball for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Vic Wertz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wertz hits a fly ball for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Jack Graham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Graham hits a fly ball for an out with unknown description. One out. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sievers strikes out. Two outs. Bob Dillinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillinger hits a fly ball for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell hits a fly ball for an out with unknown description. One out. Hoot Evers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evers hits a fly ball for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Neil Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Sherm Lawler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler hits a fly ball for an out with unknown description. One out. John Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Bill Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Paul Lehner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lehner is 0 for 1 in the game. Lehner hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Bob Swift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swift hits a fly ball for an out with unknown description. One out. Art Houdeman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Houdeman hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Eddie Lake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lake is 0 for 1 in the game. Lake hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Callaway hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Dick Kakas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kakas is 0 for 1 in the game. Kakas strikes out. One out. Jerry Pretty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pretty is 0 for 1 in the game. Pretty hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Evers. Pretty reaches second base with a double. Jack Graham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Graham is 0 for 1 in the game. Graham takes first base on ball 4. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sievers is 0 for 1 in the game. Sievers hits a fly ball for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Bob Dillinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillinger is 0 for 1 in the game. Dillinger hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Pretty scores. Graham moves to second. It's 1-0, Browns. Schirmlaller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 0 for 1 in the game. Lawler hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Pat Mullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mullen is 0 for 1 in the game. Mullen hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 0 for 1 in the game. Wirtz strikes out. One out. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 0 for 1 in the game. Kell hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Mullen moves to second. Hoot Evers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evers is 0 for 1 in the game. Evers hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sullivan fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Browns will come to bat. John Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 0 for 1 in the game. Sullivan hits a fly ball for an out with unknown description. One out. Bill Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Kennedy hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Paul Lehner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lehner is 0 for 2 in the game. Lehner hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Neil Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0 for 1 in the game. Berry hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bob Swift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is thrown out, attempting to steal, by unknown player in unknown way. one out. Bob Swift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swift is 0 for 1 in the game. Swift hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Art Houdeman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Houdeman is 0 for 1 in the game. Houdeman hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Eddie Lake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lake is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Lake hits a fly ball for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Dick Kakas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kakas is 0 for 2 in the game. Kakas hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jerry Pretty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pretty is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Pretty bunts for an out with unknown description. Kakas moves to second. One out. Jack Graham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kakas is picked off in unknown way. Two outs. Jack Graham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Graham is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Graham hits a fly ball for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Callaway hits a fly ball for an out with unknown description. One out. Pat Mullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mullen is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Mullen hits a fly ball for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 0 for 2 in the game. Wirtz hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sievers is 0 for 2 in the game. Sievers hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bob Dillinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillinger is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Dillinger hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Sherm Lawler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 0 for 2 in the game. Lawler hits a fly ball for an out with unknown description. Two outs. John Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 0 for 2 in the game. Sullivan hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Kell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dillinger juggles the ball. That's an error on Dillinger. Hoot Evers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evers is 0 for 2 in the game. Evers bunts for an out with unknown description. Kell moves to second. One out. Neil Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Berry hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Bob Swift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swift is 0 for 2 in the game. Swift hits a fly ball for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Bill Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Kennedy strikes out. One out. Paul Lehner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lehner is 0-for-3 in the game. Lehner hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Dick Kakas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kakas is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Kakas hits a fly ball for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Art Houdeman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Houdeman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Houdeman hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Sievers. Houdeman reaches second base with a double. Eddie Lake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lake is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Lake hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Houdeman scores. It's Browns, 1, Tigers, 1. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Callaway hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Lake moves to third. Pat Mullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mullen is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Mullen hits a fly ball for an out with unknown description. Lake scores. One out. It's 2-1, Tigers. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 0-for-3 in the game. Wirtz hits a fly ball for an out with unknown description. Two outs. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Kell hits a fly ball for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Browns 1. The Browns will come to bat. Jerry Pretty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pretty is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Pretty hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Evers. Pretty reaches second base with a double. Jack Graham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Graham is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Graham strikes out. One out. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sievers is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Sievers strikes out. Two outs. Bob Dillinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillinger is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Dillinger hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The game is over. The final score, Detroit Tigers, 2, and St. Louis Browns, 1. Goodbye from Briggs Stadium in Detroit.